Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Brian Daubach. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting 5th. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting 6th. The first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting 7th. The catcher, Jason Varitek. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting 9th. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brett Saberhagen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting 9th. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia-Para hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Varitek and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive towards first. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. One out. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Derek Lowe now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Offerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Offerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. Nixon scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daubach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Daubach reaches second base with a double. Valentin moves to third. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garciaparra is walked intentionally. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varitek is 0-for-1 in the game. Varitek hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Tommy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cordero strikes out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Sean DePaula now pitching. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Offerman takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to third. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 8, Indians, 8. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Daubach hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Martinez now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive towards first. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Roberts now playing center field. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia Parra strikes out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varitek is 0-for-2 in the game. Varitek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Offerman hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordero strikes out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Daubach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia Parra is walked intentionally. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. O'Leary hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-8, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varitek is 0 for 3 in the game. Varitek hits a line drive towards first. Tomy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel bunts towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Tomy strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fryman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daubach is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Daubach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Daubach reaches second base with a double. Donnie Sadler pinch runs for Brian Daubach. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia Parra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia Parra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordero. Garcia Parra reaches second base with a double. Sadler scores. It's 12-8, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. O'Leary is walked intentionally. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varitek is 0 for 4 in the game. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Enrique Wilson pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive towards short. Garcia Parra reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.